Hi, you're listening to Rapid Reviews. This is your host, Jesse. Tonight's review will be of Nurse Jackie, Season 1, Episode 5. The episode is entitled Daffodils. And, of course, the title is a shout-out to one of the patients of the week, a 10-year-old who was caring for her mother, who had lupus. And, of course, the other patient of the week was a man who had suffered a stroke. And for comedic relief, we had to endure his screaming, yelling family. Highlights of the episode included Zoe, who is as cute as the bunny rabbits on her little smock. It was a very Zoe-heavy episode, which I really enjoyed. I think she's a real breakout star, and she's a nice compliment, I think, to Jackie. In fact, I think if Nurse Jackie doesn't work out, I would totally watch a show called The Adventures of Zoe and Coop, the Inappropriate Doctor. Great episode for Peter Facinelli. I'm really, really starting to enjoy his character. I always thought that Facinelli had a little bit of a frat boy vibe that I find very irritating, but when it's sort of put up, you know, and they sort of make fun of that vibe, it has really good results for me. So I'm really enjoying him as Dr. Coop. We also saw Dr. Coop moving in on Jackie's territory, trying to man-seduce her pharmacist boyfriend. So that was pretty interesting little twist there. Zoe and Coop are a good, I think, complement to Jackie in that for Jackie's sort of sullenness, you have Zoe's optimism. And then for, you know, Jackie takes everything so seriously at work. And then you've got Coop on the other hand, you know, sort of complimenting her as the totally brain dead, yet totally puppy dog adorable Dr. Cooper. So that's interesting stuff. Things I didn't really like this episode, I'm not really feeling the nurse supervisor right now, Miss Alfanakis, or whatever her name is. I think she gets set up to do some cheap pratfalls. This week it was tasering herself. The week before she essentially got roofied by accident by Jackie. But she doesn't really seem to pose a real obstacle. She's just there to sort of represent the man that Jackie's always constantly railing against, but she doesn't really have a lot to do other than be sort of the representation of this idea. The other thing I'm not quite sold on is the idea that nobody at work, including her closest friends, like the big gay nurse Momo, that I don't believe that nobody there knows that she has a husband and children. Especially since it seems like she's been there a long time. You'd think, you know, at some point the husband would pop up or something like that. But overall, I thought it was a really good episode. I thought the humor was really top-notch when they hit those funny scenes. I thought Zoe at the restaurant with the doctor, the British doctor, was really, really funny. And yet, I thought the dramatic moments worked really well, especially Jackie's bonding with a 10-year-old. And I think what this show really sort of demonstrated was that at work, of course, Jackie is the super nurse, and she has the biggest heart and cares so much about her patients, but it's the 10-year-old at work that means more to her, and it takes more of her attention during the day than her own family and her own 10-year-old, so that's sort of a theme I think we'll see as we go along. So overall, really good episode. I give it an A-, and I'm looking forward to the next one. I'm really enjoying this show, so hopefully you guys enjoyed this little mini review, and that's all for this week.